Hello and welcome to the world, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled Night Demons.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. I am discovering in this, the second half of my life, that I have an issue that was never a problem when I was younger. I call the issue my night demons. Have you ever noticed how exaggerated daily problems seem at night when you're trying to fall asleep? So hearing Jesus saying to us today to beware that our hearts do not become drowsy makes me smile. The anxieties of life prevent me from becoming drowsy when I want to sleep. Of course, this really isn't the point of the gospel. Jesus is talking about becoming apathetic in the face of the concerns of our brothers and sisters, becoming disinterested and having a callous heart, and failing to care enough about the tribulations that are cost our global community every day, our brothers and sisters everywhere. However, some may be frightened by interpreting this gospel to mean that unless we stay vigilant, we may find ourselves at the gates of heaven, unable to escape the tribulations and not be let in. I believe we are all going to be let in when we die. We are all going to experience a most marvelous rapture when the end of the world comes, which is our death. God does not set traps for anyone. But in the meantime, we have to stay vigilant, hopeful, and compassionate. So when I am waiting to fall asleep, I try to look back on my day. When and where was I loving, patient, and kind? Who was kind to me? Where was God? How did I trust in God with inner peace to be present to the moment at hand? Then, with a tiny prayer of gratitude, I try to place all unsolved problems into God's hands. This works most of the time, and I find this is very much far better than counting sheep. And all my demons get locked away, at least for one more night. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Thank you.